This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on National Museum of Indian Cinema. The participants are K.G. Suresh, Director General, Indian Institute of Mass Communication, and Murtaza Ali Khan, Film Journalist.
We will talk about India's first cinema museum that has been inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Before inaugurating the museum, the Prime Minister also launched various projects at Hazira, Silvassa, and Mumbai. Mr. Suresh, the museum has a grand vision behind it. How do you see it in the context of today's changing times?
Well, I think that the museum was the need of the hour. The Indian film industry is the biggest film industry in the world in terms of the number of films being produced. The kind of films that are being produced reflect not just the linguistic diversity of this country, but also the rich cultural heritage, you know, the socio-economic scenario. So films mirror, reflect the society at large. A large population is being entertained. For them, it is the only source of entertainment. Indian films are making waves the world over. In fact, it is part of India's soft power. Today, you have Amitabh Bachchan, Shah Rukh Khan, Rajinikanth fans the world over. They celebrate it. Indian films have become synonymous with Indian society, Indian culture. Globally, a lot of people associate India with Bollywood and Indian cinema. In this scenario, it is very important that we as a nation document this very important integral aspect of our life. I mean, look at a state like Tamil Nadu where, you know, a Rajini film release is a festival. It has become an integral part of our lives. And that aspect of life is being celebrated at this, you know, National Museum of Indian Cinema in Mumbai. And all aspects of that life, it kind of documents our transition from silent movies to the talking cinema. It documents our transformation from black and white to color. Then you had the Eastman color and all that. Then it documents now our transition to a full-fledged digital media where we are using visual effects, graphics, and all that in such a big way. You have films like Robo, Bahubali. So I think that Indian cinema has a huge history. If you start with Dadasaheb Phalke, Raja Harishchandra, Alamara, it has a rich history. And that history needs to be told. And I'm sure that in the coming years, along with the Gateway of Mumbai, and this becomes an important landmark in Mumbai. And the way it has been conceived is equally beautiful. While the old cinema goes into that Gothic structure, the new cinema is displayed, exhibited in the new building built by the NBCC. So you have one in Gulshan Mahal and another in the NBCC new structure. It used to house the films division. So we today feel that that has become a landmark, a major tourist attraction in the country. And also, it is going to be a great learning experience for all film lovers, students of cinema from across the country.
The museum is set to use state-of-the-art technologies to take its visitors through the 100-year journey of Indian cinema. What, according to you, are the biggest attractions at the museum?
Well, I think that this year we are also celebrating the 150th birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. So one of the major sections there is Gandhi in Indian cinema. That's something that is going to be very attractive. How Gandhi has been right from whether it is Richard Attenborough's movie or you look at the number of films that have been made with Mahatma Gandhi as a theme. That would be really interesting. Second is, I believe, that the children's section. I think it's going to be a major attraction, you know. Particularly even the children. Cinema at the cinema museum is not going to be a serious affair. It's going to be fun. It's going to be, you know, a lot of enjoyment and entertainment for children also. So I think that is again something that we all look forward to.
The Prime Minister was particularly impressed by what he saw at the museum.
नेशनल फिल्म म्यूजियम में एंटरटेनमेंट इंडस्ट्री के गौरवशाली इतिहास के बारे में विस्तार से जानकारी मिलेगी, प्रसिद्ध फिल्म हस्तियों के बारे में पता चलेगा और उनके संघर्षों के स्वर्णिम किस्से कहानियों की झलक सामान्य मानवी जान पाएगा, देख पाएगा। मैं समझता हूं कि नेशनल फिल्म म्यूजियम से हमारी युवा पीढ़ी को काफी कुछ देखने, सीखने और समझने का अवसर मिलेगा।
He even talked at length about the different avenues that the museum opens up for India.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. I think that if you look at the way we are decentralizing and democratizing cinema education in the country. Like at my own institute, at Indian Institute of Mass Communication, we are having programs of the Film and Television Institute of India in collaboration, short-term courses, digital cinematography, screen acting, fiction writing for television. Now, I think that in an era where FTI is taking courses to the doorsteps, there is a growing interest in cinema. And with the arrival of the digital technology, what is happening is that today, anybody can aspire to be a filmmaker thanks to the easy availability and access to technology. So now you have the WhatsApp documentaries, you can prepare a film on WhatsApp. You can have small videos, you know, you can have short film festivals are there to promote short films. So it's a huge avenue that's opening up, and I think that youngsters are taking a lot of interest. A lot of film festivals are happening everywhere, and this National Museum of Indian Cinema is going to boost their morale, to encourage them, to inspire them by showcasing the lives and times of some of the greatest filmmakers. And some of the biggest names have been associated with this project, whether it was Mrinal Sen Saab, Shyam Benegal Saab, or Prasoon Joshi. They have all been involved in this. And I think that a lot of star power were there at the venue also, at the launch. So I think that, you know, the film industry has also taken it in the spirit that this is going to be a mega project in showcasing Indian cinema, the power of Indian cinema.
This has been 20 years in the making. Why do you think it took so long to conceive this?
Well, I think that it also depends on the priorities of the government. And I think that whether it is Bogie Bill, the bridge which took so many decades to be completed, I think that now the government in a fast-track mode, whether it is road, infrastructural projects, and I think that all pending projects are being fast-tracked. And I'm happy that this long-awaited venture, I mean this long-awaited project, has seen the light of the day. And today it is open for the public to see for themselves. And I'm happy that the kind of facilities, as you rightly pointed out, for example, you know, you have a 3D compatible theater with 4K and 7.1 surround facilities. I think that this is state of the art, and that is going to be a big attraction.
Often we have seen in the past, Mr. Suresh, that such places' appeal is limited to stardom and star value and star-related stories and their anecdotes. So how can we go beyond that this time around?
I think that the very fact that, you know, there are sections devoted to children's films, there are sections related to Gandhiji, there is a section related to cinema across India. So you are not just talking about Bollywood. We are talking about Indian cinema. It's not the National Museum of Bollywood. It's the National Museum of Indian Cinema. I think that the regional, the language movies cinema has, whether it is right from, you know, Shyam Benegal to Adur Gopal Krishnan, Satyajit Rai, you name it, some of the biggest names in Indian cinema have produced films in regional languages. And I think that that is being showcased. That makes it a very representative museum which would attract people from all over the country to be there, because they have seen these icons on their screens, on their television sets, and certainly their memorabilia that would be there, displayed there, the artifacts. Come to think of it, you know, there would be for students of Indian cinema, for example, cinema, I mean, it would be a treat. They are now used to the digitalized equipments, and when they go and see the kind of cameras that were used in those good old days, I'm sure at the recording equipments that were used at that time, I think that is something that is of historic value, which needed to be preserved. And I'm happy that, you know, we have National Museum preserving history, and this is also a 100-year history that I think we are preserving, and so it's very important.
Mr. Suresh, how do you see this new museum as a standalone entity, given we already have the National Film Archive of India?
I think that the archives were mainly catering to the scholars. But this is a museum which would be relevant not just to the scholars, but to the common man, where Mumbai everybody associates with films. Anybody, you know, I think that Mumbai is the nursery of Indian cinema, the cradle of Indian cinema. So people would love to go there. And it would be open to all. Visit to Mumbai would be incomplete, like a visit to Agra would be incomplete without visiting Taj Mahal. I think that without visiting Gulshan Mahal, I think a visit to Mumbai would be incomplete to understand, to know the greatness of Indian cinema, how it has contributed to national unity and integrity, how it has contributed to social harmony, how it has contributed to giving a platform to the latent creative talents of ordinary Indians who have touched superstardom after really struggling it. So I think that this is very important.
How do you look at the museum in terms of its ability to project regional cinema?
Well, I think that while an attempt has been made, but that is where the big challenge is. Because we have a regional cinema which has been doing extremely well. And I think that whether it is Malayalam cinema, Bangla cinema, you know, Marathi cinema, they have been doing it. And now, films are being made in languages like Ladakhi, in Manipuri, languages where they did not have a cinema culture for long. Those languages, people are making cinema. So cinema has become a platform for expression for a lot of linguistic groups, minority linguistic groups. And I think that they should also find reflection. Only then we would be able to project Indian cinema in its totality. So I think that that's important, that, and I'm sure that the curators of the museum would be certainly looking into this aspect so that it doesn't get dominated. Certainly, being in Mumbai, the Bollywood would certainly have an upper hand. But I think that all regional cinema would be amply reflected. They are being reflected, but I think more work would be done. That would be the constantly updating oneself to getting material as far as possible. This would be a Herculean task, but certainly I am sure that, you know, they would be able to do it.
Do you think that the museum can serve filmmakers, film students, academicians alike in their quest for film-related treasure?
Well, I think yes, but it all depends on a lot of how creatively you make it interesting. Say there is a monument, but if along with the landscaping of the monument, if you also have a sound and light show along with it, if you have an exhibition there, I'm sure the same monument would get much more traction. So much would depend on, currently a lot of new things are there, but I'm sure that, you know, there would be a constant upgradation in terms of technology, in terms of availability of content. You see, finally a museum would be known by the original equipments, the original cinema. It should become a hub for future filmmakers who would get inspired there. It should have master classes. Its auditoria should be utilized to the hilt so that the younger children, like you go to a planetarium and you are given a sensitization to science. I think that this museum should become the nursery for future filmmakers, where they should be able to, through master classes, programs, weekend programs, you should attract a lot of young talent, untapped talent, who can actually exploit the power of digital world to make great cinema.
We are in the age of VR and AR, mm-hmm. and cinema is also going through a tremendous transition.
Absolutely.
So how can this museum play a role in that?
Well, as I said, that the first and foremost thing is that how are you able to create interest in cinema? This museum, like a visit to science museum, would certainly spark off that interest, yes, to make it interesting. I think that that is the how much of thought-provoking can a museum be, apart from being entertaining. That is one of the areas. If I go to a museum of history and if I don't get a sense of pride in my history, if the showcasing in such a way that I really feel proud that, yes, this is my history, I think that's important.
Finally, what advice would you give to people who want to visit the museum?
They should go there with all the love that they have for their Indian cinema. And I'm sure that it's a great treasure trove. Certainly, it's at its initial stage. A lot of efforts have been put in, but more efforts would be put in the coming days, and it would be a must visit for every Indian.
Thanks.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being in the program.
You were listening to a discussion on National Museum of Indian Cinema. The participants were K.G. Suresh, Director General, Indian Institute of Mass Communication, and Murtaza Ali Khan, Film Journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsttalks@gmail.com.